Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
This is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. We help doctors build a life and business that they deserve. So today's episode is really a special one. I just got back from the Momentum MD Spring Retreat in Las Vegas, and I'm going to share some powerful reflections from that experience. Imagine a room full of doctors. There are CEOs. There are clinic owners, there are coaches, and yet we're all facing similar inner battles. This retreat wasn't simply about business strategies. It was about connection and clarity and stepping into the version of yourself that we often get buried. And I want to walk you through 7 real takeaways that really hit me and others really hard. So before we begin, let me talk about what Momentum MD is all about. Momentum MD is a private, invitation-only mastermind and coaching community that I co-founded with Dr. Peter Kin. You probably best know him as the Passive Income MD. It's for physicians looking to grow their business, optimize their time, and build a life of impact and joy. And even if they don't have a business, we talk about their career as their business. We offer monthly coaching calls, small group, get all cohort sessions. Plus, we have these deep dive retreats like this one we just had in Las Vegas. We help with things like real estate investing, side gigs, building passive income, and leadership development. More quarterly, I think we're building a community of physicians who support each other, not just with ideas, but with mindset and strategy. And it's not fluff. It's real vulnerabilities and practical information. And I really feel that this last retreat brought it to life. So I'm going to go over those 7 takeaways. First of all, number one, we all share the same teams. One thing that really hit me right away is that every single person in the room, we had physicians and you had a few non-physicians as well. Even those with 7-figure businesses or thriving clinics, we all have pretty much the same fears. One of our members, Tina, she really put it perfectly that lots of people think they're not enough, even though we're doing more than we can. And that, you know, what was powerful is we realized we weren't alone. That fear of failure, of not being good enough, is that something every doctor really wrestles with? And it's really freeing to say it out loud. The second takeaway is that imposter syndrome is universal. You might think that once you're successful, that doubt disappears. Not true. One of the people, we did surveys, and one of the people who were in the room was amazed how much we all struggle with so many of the same things. And she's right. People building big things still wonder if they belong. It doesn't matter if you're Tim Cook who runs Apple, or if you're even Elon Musk or leaders in countries, is that we all suffer from imposter syndrome. I still struggle with it. The key isn't really to get rid of imposter syndrome. It's learning to act despite of it. So you have those feelings, but what is your outwardly emotion for it? What is your result from that? And this retreat really helped people to reframe that for all of us. Number 3, and this wasn't surprising, is that we love and dread medicine. We got into it for a reason, whether it's the refrain we all say, we came in to help people. You were influenced by a physician. But over time, our idealism that we had, especially for myself, when I went I found out later in college in grad school that I wanted to go into medical school, is not what we envisioned when we got out of it or been in it 5, 10, or even 20 plus years that I've been in medicine. And the paradox that I saw over and over during the retreat is that doctors, we love medicine, but we hate the way that it's practiced today. There's pride in the work. There's exhaustion. There is even resentment. I probably don't have to tell you this because I often see it when we do surveys of my own audience members for this podcast. And we want to do it all, and we only have so much time in the day, and we're just one person. But the thing is, we could do some tremendous things. We can be a physician. We can be a coach. We can be a mom. We can be a CEO. And that's what we really wanted to help Dr. stepped into is that our multiple identities, we can often be aligned. The fourth takeaway is vulnerability really creates breakthroughs. As doctors, it's difficult for us to show vulnerability. Often the decision makers are us. We have to make those tough decisions every single day, right? Big and small. These are decisions that literally affect people's lives. And so the retreat was not just about networking. Or certainly, we got to know each other in a more intimate level than before. But some of the most powerful moments came when people broke down in what we call the hot seat. We shared things that we've never said before, and we rallied around them. One member, Tanya, she wrote, hearing others share their stories and sharing mine was powerful. It reminded me that growth doesn't come from perfection. It comes from being seen. And everybody deserves respect. Everybody deserves validation. And often us doctors, sad to say, we don't get that. And that's what I loved about the retreat is it was just an acknowledgement of, this is who we are. This is what we do, and we're able to share, and again, not just network, but connect. Fifth takeaway I want to share with you guys is that personal growth fuels business growth. One big thread throughout the retreat is you can't grow your business faster or your career faster than you grow yourself. Natasha, one of our members, she said, cultivating love, courage, and joy inside myself is where meaningful change happens. So whether it's launching a business or leading a team, maybe it's just yourself and some virtual assistant, starts inside. When we shift our mindset, everything else follows. I know a lot of you want to do some tremendous thing, but often we neglect ourselves in our own growth. Number six, and I love this, is simplicity is a superpower. A lot of doctors are overwhelmed. We've got too many projects that I've had. Projects that have been on the back burner for decades. We have too many hats. And we have what we call shiny object syndrome. Someone else doing something we want to do it too. This person has two houses. We want four houses. This person owns a hotel. He wanted to own multifamily properties. We want to get in 3, 5, 7 syndications. We want to run different businesses. We want to do it all. Too many projects, too many hats. We don't feel like we don't have to do it all. Again, another common theme that I heard is you don't have to do everything. You realize you can do something, but it doesn't mean you should do it. And there's a simple tool that we use. And Felix is one of our coaches, and he came from the Tony Robbins world and has been a successful coach in there. And he's got something called OOCEMR. And what OOCEMR stands for is basically it's a decision-making process. It stands for outcomes, options, consequences, evaluating your options, mitigating your damages, and resolve. And they have like 4 rules for better decision-making. Number one is that all important or difficult decisions must be made on paper. Don't in your head. You're going to get crazy. Write it down. If you don't like paper, write notes. I use Apple Notes. We do what's called looping if we get it in your head, which adds stress, it adds pressure, and you end up feeling like the unit of time because you have all of this pressure. Rule number two is be clear what you want and why you want it and how you know when you're getting it. You have to be clear what you want and your purpose. Get as specific as possible about what you want. Rule number three is decisions are based on probability. Don't wait for absolute total certainty. You're never going to get it. You have to give it to yourself. Rule number four is all decision making is value clarification. You don't just have one outcome. You have lots of outcomes that you're going to try and achieve simultaneously. So I encourage you to consider on outcomes. What is the result you're after? Why do you want to achieve it? Options. Write down all your options. One option is no choice. Two choices is a dilemma. Three options is a choice. So write down as many options as you can. Consequences, hints, questions you can ask is, what are the upsides and downsides of each option? What will you gain by each option? What would it cost you? Evaluate your options. What outcomes are affecting? You know, what is the probability in terms of 0 to 100% that the upside or downside will occur? And you could use that to eliminate options from a list. 5, mitigate the damage. Remove the downside consequences of each of the remaining options. And the 6 is resolve or resolution. Choose the options that provide the greatest certainty that can achieve the desired outcome and need based upon the most probable consequences. So that was a really good framework that I use and I'm going to continue to use in helping me choose to determine what actually moves the needle for me. So OOCEMR. And number 7 sounds kind of cheesy, but it was really important and really empowering. And that's speaking your goals out loud is really transformational. So we do what's called declarations, where it can really be, it's a long 2 days. And again, don't get me wrong, we had fun activities built in, broke bread, we had breakfast, lunch, a dinner. We really got to know these people. I didn't know these people as a coach for them, but even in a deeper intimate level. But it can get very overwhelming on there. And oftentimes when we come back for conference, we get super excited, but we don't know what our next step is. Peter Rex's choice, you know, one of the things that I love about him is he gives them a decision, like, what is your next step that you're going to do? We talked about all of this the last 2 days. And so we had these final activities that we do as our declaration. What are you going to do after you're done here? What is your next step that's going to move you forward, that's going to project or that can propel you to meeting and achieving your goals? And so we had these declarations where each member stood up and claimed what they're going to do next. We'll start the clinic and we'll build a brand. I'm going to take a sabbatical. Whatever it was, they owned it. And when you say it out loud, everything really changes. It becomes real. And that's why the community matters, because you don't just dream, you commit. So these are 7 big takeaways. And trust me, I'm just covering the surface. We talked about everything. Career, relationships, personal struggles, family struggles. And if you're a physician right now and listening to this, you know, I want to be around people like that. I'm sure you've heard the term, you are the result of the 5 people that surround you. When I was struggling as a doctor, I often realized that the people surrounding me were helping me. They were propelling me forward. Negativity, time vampires, things I've talked about on previous shows on there. And if you want to be around like-minded people, I know you've got ideas, you've got things that you want to implement, and you just turn on in there, well, my community might be for you. Because we're not just a course, we're a curated community. We go deep, we hold each other accountable, and we grow together. So if you're interested, you can go to our website, MomentumMD.com, MomentumMD.com. We review every application personally, and periodically we open and close. I believe at this time we do have a few openings. If you're interested, we'd love to have you. If it's closed, don't worry. We do have a waiting list when it's open again. But if you're ready to gain clarity, community, and confidence, so now is the time. So again, thank you for listening to Bootstrap MD. If you felt that this podcast is helpful, please share it with another doctor who's ready for more. If you liked what you talked about, I really encourage you to give us a rating. It really helps spread the word about what we do as doctors. We're my audience. We have some really loving and unique physicians who tend to follow me, but we're just a really small voice and we're trying to grow and amplify our message. There's so many struggling doctors out there and we're not defined by being a doctor. I often see that it's like, I'm just a doctor on in there. And it's an amazing profession. But I see so many, I'm here, I hope so many doctors who want to do more. And I think that's what Bootstrap MD is all about. So until next time, as a physician, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have ups and downs in the business to help you build the life you deserve. Keep striving, keep going, and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.